It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Yeah, it's time for What's the Buzz. We've got Hayden in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Ready to talk about mushrooms?
Really ready. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's getting a bit nippy outside. And whenever that happens, we're like, okay, we've got to start talking about mushrooms again.
Tis the season.
Tis the season that they start cropping up.
They are growing.
Yeah. And mushrooms are quite unique, I guess, in the drug landscape because they do just pop up all over the place. And that means that people go foraging.
Mm.
So that's quite unique. You don't necessarily have to go and like buy them from a dealer or whatever, although that happens more and more often now.
Mm.
But that also presents probably one of, like, the biggest risk with mushrooms, which is that misidentification.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely the biggest risk we see and the most harm we see caused is from people taking what they think is going to be a magic mushroom or a psilocybin-containing mushroom, as we say more scientifically.
Mm.
And it's not. And it's actually just something poisonous and makes you really sick or, you know, on the worst end of the spectrum, can cause real harm.
Yeah,
so,
it's fatal in some cases.
So, I think in terms of, because obviously the level, if people don't know, it's all about harm reduction information, people staying safer if they are using drugs. I thought we could talk about ways to stay safer. So starting with that kind of identification part.
A foraging guide, if you will.
Yeah, I'm not going to give a full foraging guide here, but I'll give a few tips. So I think, number one is if you are going foraging, try and go with someone who's experienced, because there are actually a lot of mushrooms that look very similar to, you know, psychedelic mushrooms, but they aren't. And so it can be quite difficult and quite nuanced to positively identify a mushroom. In terms of doing that identification, there's a few things you can do. So take really good photos. So taking photos of the mushroom in its environment that it's growing, because actually like what it's growing on is quite important information. Some mushrooms grow in certain, you know, wood chips, or some grow out of wood, or some grow out of grass. And so that helps with identifying. Taking a photo of like the cap of the mushroom, the stem, the gills, which are like underneath the cap of the mushroom.
Yes.
That's all information that helps you positively identify. And so if you don't have someone who's experienced, there's lots of places online where, like, basically online communities. Shroomery.org is quite a good one. But there's lots of like local Facebook groups as well. And they both have information about what to look for, but also communities of people who will look at your photos and go like, yeah, that's whatever.
What about people that are listening and going, well, hold on, I'm going to get in trouble for having all of these photos of magic mushrooms on my phone and joining chat rooms online and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, definitely be wary that mushrooms are illegal.
Yeah.
Even though they are growing out there in nature, if you do take them, they do still, unfortunately, in the current legal environment, are illegal. They're under the Misuse of Drugs Act. So be wary of that. Our whole vibe with all the drugs we talk about is, regardless of their legal status, we know that people are taking them, so we'd prefer that people have, you know, harm reduction advice about them.
Am I right in thinking that the $50 note has magic mushrooms in the design?
I think it might have.
So it's been debated, eh?
Yeah. I'm not sure if that is, because there is a, like, an indigenous psilocybin-containing mushroom called the Wedidor. And there's actually some really awesome research going on to see if it could potentially be used therapeutically to treat methamphetamine addiction.
Oh, my God. Do we know anything about whether it's been used in, like, Māori medicine or rongoā or, like, mātauranga or anything about that?
I don't have heaps of details on it, but I think it has. So, basically, there's a bunch of research going on, and there's a lot of that is kind of under the is because it's like a taonga species,
so definitely.
There's kind of an argument that, you know, the crown can't say that Māori can't use this taonga species for rongoa Māori or for healing. So there's some really awesome research going on.
Totally sidetracked everyone there.
Sorry, a bit of a tangent, but I find the research happening in the world of psilocybin therapy really fascinating and something that's growing exponentially. Yeah.
Totally. And I think that's another thing to kind of link into this harm reduction conversation because, most people will have heard of people taking psilocybin or mushrooms kind of for some kind of therapeutic reason.
Mm.
And because there's not heaps of ways you can do that legitimately in New Zealand outside of kind of research contexts, a lot of people do take mushrooms, you know, for self-therapeutic reasons. A lot of people take lots of different drugs for self-therapeutic reasons. You know, I think it's really naive and stupid to think that people are just taking drugs to party. Like, people are taking drugs to solve something that they are looking for. So, but that's why we need this information out there because, you know, people might be really seeking this to try and solve something for themselves. Outside of that identification part, so definitely spend a lot of time identifying. Another tip that I'd just throw in there is I would avoid taking mushrooms like while you're foraging. Like if you find something, resist the temptation to take it there and then because...
Take some trail mix if you get hungry.
Yeah, it's important. Just because it's important to take that time to positively identify.
Yeah.
Totally. And the risks of misidentifying and taking something that's not a magic mushroom increase if you're taking it like in situ.
Yeah.
So once you're satisfied that you've positively identified, there's a few other kind of safer use harm reduction tips that we have. Yeah. So the first is that like psychedelics in particular, but this is true of any drug, it's really important to think about your mindset and your setting. Psychedelic drugs, I think, again, we're talking about like potential therapeutic uses, but if you're not in a good state of mind, if you're feeling like low or depressed or there's stuff going on in your life, and again, also if you're not around, you know, a safe group of people in a safe environment, psychedelics like mushrooms can exacerbate those feelings rather than kind of make them less.
Yeah.
And so really thinking about your state of mind, like, am I in a good space? Am I with, it's like, people I love? Am I in a safe environment? Is really important.
Mm.
Being prepared for it to last a long time as well is important. Mushrooms and psychedelics in general are associated with, you know, going out in nature. And so it's important to like actually prepare yourself because you might not be in your right mind to look after yourself like really well if you've taken quite a bit. So, you know, warm clothes, food, water, ways of contacting people, just the basic stuff.
For sure.
Having someone who's like sometimes called a trip sitter, but someone who's not taking mushrooms who can kind of take care of the people who are is also another really good way to stay safe. And also starting low. So the thing with mushrooms is it can, like, the experience can range massively depending on how much you're taking. You know, people will have heard of like microdosing psychedelics, and that can have kind of, you know, just some mild psychoactive effects through to full like life-changing, mind-altering experiences. And some of those can be really, really challenging.
Yeah.
So if you are maybe taking mushrooms for the first time, I'd suggest
a little bit. Yeah.
See what it's like that first time and then like bank that and know kind of like where you're at. With dosing though, this is another kind of semi-unique thing with mushrooms because it is just a plant. If you're taking just like raw plant matter, the actual active ingredient can be wildly different, like depending on like the part of the plant or even just from mushroom to mushroom. So one way that you can get a more consistent and expected dose is people sometimes dry them out and then grind them into powder. And that way you can more evenly dose. You can mix it into like honey or do things like that to more evenly dose.
Fascinating. Great tips. I also feel like those are great tips. I also feel like that whole thing of making sure you're in a good mindset, You know, yeah. If you know exactly what it is you're taking and you feel really confident that you've found the right mushroom, you're probably going to, like, hugely reduce the anxiety that you go into the experience with that could potentially be heightened.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. Yes. And I think, like, the other thing, there's, like, lots more tips on the level about staying safer with mushrooms. The other thing I'd just say is that, like, it's quite common to, if you're, you know, if you're in a group of people, you're taking mushrooms, it's common for people at different times to potentially be pushing through more, like, difficult phases as well.
Yeah.
That's true of, you know, LSD and psilocybin. And so, yeah, that kind of person who can comfort them and kind of, like, help you work through it. Because sometimes you just need to, like, go and lie down in a quiet space and feel safe and know that someone's looking after you, and that helps,
like,
you
regardless of psychedelics.
Yes.
To be honest, sometimes
yes.
you need that
just in life.
Yeah.
Just in life, actually.
Yeah. Life harm reduction advice.
Yeah, so true, so true. Look after your mates and yeah,
shout out to all the trip-sitters out there.
Oh my god,
yeah,
some great mushroom experiences. I'm not going to read them out, but some great
texters. Thank you, texters.
There's one other thing I'd just say, which is that do bring in your mushrooms to drug checking as well.
Oh, true.
So there's not as much we can do at drug checking. We can't put it on the spectrometer. It'll just say, this is a plant. But there's a reagent, which is a chemical that kind of changes colour and reacts. It's called an Ehrlich's reagent. You can actually buy it yourself as well if you don't want to come into drug checking. It's at the hemp store. But it turns purple when it comes into contact with psilocybin or actually with LSD, so it works with both. Turns purple. It's not like the 100% guarantee that, like, this is, you know, a blue meanie or a, like, whatever you're after.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty good indication that, like, you've got a psilocybin mushroom, and if it's not changing color, like, I wouldn't take it. Yeah.
Okay.
Good
place good to
advice.
Start.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much, Hayden.
No worries.
I've learned a lot. Yes. I always do with What's the Buzz. Everyone stay safe out there this mushroom season.
Yeah. Happy foraging.
Happy foraging. Very good. Thanks, Hayden.
Bye.
Thank you.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.